Is that okay? Too noisy? Too just about right? Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be back. I've been AWOL, missing in action for a few weeks, but I've been on holiday. That's my excuse. But it is good to be back in with my church family. I've missed you all. Before I start my word, it's, you know, Wendy, I think it was Wendy that said God knew all those years ago. So everything that I'm going to speak on this morning has already been said this morning. Everything in the testimonies, in the songs we've been singing, in the word that Eddie fetched, everything. So I'm sorry, but I'm just going to repeat it all. So obviously God knew, didn't he, what he wanted me to hammer home today. So, you know, forgive me if it sounds like I'm repeating it. But so hopefully all of you, I mean, we've been going on about these leaflets since we've produced them at the beginning of January, but we've been taking a closer look at our church values, which are in the middle here. And today we're going to look at church value number 4 a little bit closer. So can you put that slide, this PowerPoint slide up for me, please, Jed? There we go. So it says on there, this is what the church value says, whether together or individually, we carry the message of the gospel wherever we go and with whoever we meet, evangelism. As disciples of Christ, we are equipped to take the great message of hope with us at all times. No matter where we are or who we are, we carry this great message and demonstrate it through our lifestyles. Be deliberate about the way we carry the message of Christ. Live it. Okay, so this fourth value is all about evangelism. And I don't know about you, but evangelism used to always really scare me. I just conjured up, you know, the old time preacher in this marketplace or the knocking at the door, giving out tracts and stuff. And that is just the worst thing I could ever think of doing. It's not me. It's not who I am. And I used to get really scared about evangelism. And when I read, be deliberate about the way we carry the message of Christ, that makes me feel like I should be starting a conversation with people about Jesus all the time, like there's an onus on me, and that almost like I feel like I can be failing if I'm not speaking to people about Jesus. But you know, that's not actually what we're saying here, and I want to unpack that a bit more for you this morning. The key to unpacking evangelism is actually in the statement. It says, as disciples, we are equipped. Now, I would never consider myself an out-and-out evangelist. Some of the guys that I work with at CAP, Pete from Merseyside, awesome guy. He will go out about his day, he'll walk down the street and he'll just stop and talk to anyone about Jesus. And he has some amazing testimonies and some amazing stories. He's not frightened of sitting down next to someone on a park bench and just talking to him about Jesus. I could never do that. That's not me. That's not my gifting. But Pete's got an amazing gifting for that. But it doesn't mean that I can't be evangelistic. If we are equipped to take the message of hope, then we'll all have our own way of evangelizing. We just need to discover our gifting. Before my time at Carmel and CAP, I very rarely spoke to people outside of my church family about my faith, just being honest with you. I might mention that I go to church, but that would really be as far as I would go. And if I'm being honest, when I look back, I was fearful of people's reactions, really. Would they laugh at me? Would they mock me? Or would they say, you mad going to church nowadays? But you know, as I've grown in my faith and my understanding, I've come to realise that I don't have to be fearful and that God isn't expecting me to do something that makes me feel uncomfortable or fearful. Throughout my Christian walk, I have had to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, to lean on him in all areas of my life. And as I've done this, I can see how he's changed me from the inside out. When we have Jesus in our hearts and we're walking with the Holy Spirit, we start to display the fruits of the Spirit. So if we can put the first scripture up, please, Jed. Galatians 5, verse 22, 23. Sorry, my knee's giving me a bit of jip this morning. You see me waving it about. Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there are no law. So I know that the Holy Spirit has given me a love of people. I'm a people person. I like to chat to people. That's grown over the years. I was very, very shy at 16. I wouldn't speak to anybody. I wouldn't even go to the shop on my own. But he's also given me joy and peace in abundance. I have patience, along with a kind and gentle manner, I hope. And you might have to speak to Ray about that. I'm extremely faithful in all areas of my life, and I have fairly good self-control. Well, most of the time. But what is amazing about all of this is that I don't have to try hard to display these things. They're just in me. They're there for all to see. Now, don't get me wrong. I am by no means the perfect Christian. Absolutely not. I get things wrong. I mess up. And, you know, I'm still learning. I've still got a way to go. But in general, those fruits will be on display because I've got the Holy Spirit living inside of me. So when I go out and I meet people, whether it be on a cat visit or I'm just socialising or wherever, people will see something different in me. And this will hopefully attract them to me and make them want to know more about what and who makes me like I am. I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been on cat visits where I've been asked, what is it that you've got? I just want a bit of you. I know what it is. It's not the X factor. It's the J factor, isn't it? You just have this peace, Lisa, or you're just so self-assured. You're so patient. I could never do that. But, you know, if I'm saying that I don't have to try because these fruits are naturally on display, when we go back to our statement, it says be deliberate. And I just want to talk about what be deliberate means. We can't help but be ourselves. So when we talk about being deliberate, for me, to display my fruits, I have to be deliberate about my daily walk with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I have to feed my spirit person for it to continue to grow and bear fruit. I have to be deliberate in taking time to talk to God, in praying and reading his word. I have to be deliberate about listening to the Holy Spirit. What's he saying to me? I have to be deliberate in asking God to be in every part of my life every day, to help me with my conversations, to guide my thoughts, my reactions, and my decisions. If I'm deliberate about my spiritual walk, then I don't have to be deliberate around evangelism. I just have to be me, displaying everything that the Holy Spirit has given me. God has given me a passion for people and an ability to listen. The world we live in is really hectic. It's so busy. And yet I've never heard of so many people feeling isolated, unloved, lost, and unheard. Just by taking time to sit with someone and listen to their story and show some love, some compassion, we are evangelizing because we're demonstrating God's love. We are saying, you're not alone. We care. God cares. When I was first asked to take on the role as center manager, the thought of going into someone's home and sitting down with them really scared me. But by learning to rely on the Holy Spirit, by realizing that he will equip me in that conversation, and that actually I just have to be me, it has become one of my favorite parts of the job. I am sure all of you will have opportunities to sit and listen to others, to hear their story, to show some compassion and love. Whether you're sat in a waiting room, in the doctor's or the hospital or the dentist, or you're on a bus or a train, whether it be in the canteen at work, or a family member that needs to talk things through, or a neighbour that's feeling lonely and isolated, there's always going to be opportunities for us to take time out and just sit and listen. If we take the time to smile and to say hello, to start a conversation, who knows what impact we can have? Every time we take time to show love, we are spreading seeds. Sue was talking about sowing this morning. But then it's up to God to water that seed. It's not up to me. I have no idea how many seeds I have scattered that have ever come to germination and continue to grow. But I'm okay with that because we're just one part of a bigger story. We just have to play our part every single day. Our fruit should be on display for all to see wherever we are. Whether being served in a shop, are you patient in the queue, or do you stand there tutting, come on, I'm in a rush, I need to go, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Do you say hello to your neighbours when you're passing them in the street, or do you just head down, key in, get in the door before they speak to me? Are you making sure you're making time to have quality time with your friends and family? Are you investing in them? Or helping a colleague at work who's just having a bad day or a time of it at home? Wherever we go, we can make a difference, but only if we are deliberate in our walk with Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and prompt us and grow us. We can be deliberate in other areas too. None of us know when someone is going to ask us our story. Sue shared a story from Thursday. She didn't know she was going to end up sitting with them two people. But would you know what to say? Could you explain your faith, how it's changed you, and what it means to you? Have you thought about it? When I started with CAP, we were told we had to write our story down in 500 words. That's really hard, in 500 words. But it was a really useful thing to do because it focuses you and it helps you condense it down. And I would encourage you all to take some time out to think about your story. If someone asked you about your faith, what would you say to them? Could you condense it? Would you waffle for half an hour, or would you be able to give them it straight? I remember travelling down to see Diane when she was having a chemo treatment. The coach was about a four-hour journey, and I got on it, and it was rammed, absolutely full, chocker. But I've never been on a coach so quiet, because everyone had earphones in and was on a mobile. No one was speaking. And I got sat next to, I was on an aisle seat, and I was sat next to a young woman, again, earphones in, mobile on. So I sat there and I thought, I took my crochet with me. If Viv was in, she'd be laughing. But I took my crochet with me, so I got my crochet out and I was doing what I was doing. You know, halfway through, the young woman next to me took her earphones out and she asked me what I was making. By the time I got off the coach, she told me that she'd been searching for someone to talk to about faith. And I had shared my story and had encouraged her to find an Alpha course local to where she lived in London. Now, I have no idea whether she came to faith, but I absolutely know I was meant that they're meant to sit next to her on that coach. It was a God appointment, a God moment. And I often wonder, if I hadn't had my story ready, if I didn't know what to say, would that conversation have gone in the same way? I don't know. So, what about the together part of the value? As a church family, we should be demonstrating God's love to all we encounter, whether that is on a Sunday morning or during the week. From the very first time that someone walks through those doors, we should be a church family that offers love, is non-judgmental, and is inclusive. And we all have a part to play in that. We should smile at one another. We should talk to one another, encourage one another, help and get involved. If you see someone new in church that you've not met before, go and talk to them. Introduce yourself. Let them know who you are. Share your story. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11, it says this. Right? Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. And in John 13, verse 35, it says, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Jesus is saying here, be deliberate in loving one another, caring for one another, helping one another when there's a need, praying for one another. A great way of encouraging each other is sharing your God moments with each other on a Sunday morning, which we've done today, haven't we? But you know what? It demonstrates so much when we do this that God is still working in our lives. I get so encouraged when I hear about other people's God moments. It makes me bolder and it helps cement my faith deeper. So don't be scared to share. Be bold. Come out. I hope I've managed to quell any fears you may have around evangelism. Remember, you just have to be the you that God is creating you to be. By being deliberate in your walk with God daily and open to the Holy Spirit and his promptings, you will display his message wherever you go. You will be living it. That's it.